B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Nick, you sent us a Facebook message saying that you want to check up on your girlfriend, Michaela. Now, you guys have been dating for a long time. Why all of a sudden do you think that she's with someone else?
Yeah, well, she's away at college right now in small school in South Carolina. You know, she's already doing, like, group projects and all that kind of stuff. So the other day I was asking her who's in her group, and she had no problem telling me, yeah, it was just her, and she named a couple of other girls.
Okay.
And then when I pressed her to ask if there was any guys in the group, she was kind of reluctant. And then after some more, you know, pressing, she finally came clean and said that there was a guy in the group. But okay. That got me thinking, like, why would you hold that information from me to start with?
Are you the jealous type? Like, straight up, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah,
then there's your answer. She doesn't want to be accused of something that's not happening.
I know, and I don't think it's weird that, like, if there's a guy in her group.
Yeah, that's not, I don't think that's weird, but holding that information is weird, I think.
Just understand that she may be holding this information because of the way you respond to things.
Yeah, but no.
And it may not be actually cheating.
I'm not going to go, you know, beat up some guy just because he's in a group with my girlfriend.
Okay.
You can tell me that there's a guy in the group, that's fine. Guys and girls work together all the time. I understand that.
Okay, well, let's not beat anyone up, but Nick, if she sends the package to you, are you going to be okay with that, or are you just going to keep second guessing her?
No, I'm working on it. I'm trying to get better.
You know what happens when you go away to college, man? You know, you live here in Charlotte, and she lives there now, and it's like, all right, we'll call.
Thanks, guys.
Michaela's phone.
Hi. Is Michaela there?
Yeah, she's here. She's just not available right now. She's still asleep.
This is her cell phone, correct?
Yeah. No, this is her phone. I answered it because it was loud, and I don't want to wake her up right now.
Okay. Is there any way you could get her on the phone? My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I have her name as the winner of our Text to Win contest. We're just trying to deliver a prize.
Yeah, we kind of pulled an all-nighter, and
who
kind
are
of
you?
Needs some sleep.
Who the f*** is this guy? Who are you?
Great question.
This is the Manny, Roy, and Loren show in Charlotte on Kiss 95.1. This is called War of the Roses. We have Nick on the other line. His girlfriend of 4 years is Michaela, and just like everyone else, we want to know who you are and why you're answering her phone.
I think you got the wrong person because she doesn't have a boyfriend.
I'm pretty sure I have the right number. And
yes, she does. Yes, she does, my friend. He's right here on the line with you.
Okay, she certainly didn't mention anything about having a boyfriend.
Okay, what's your name?
I don't think that's pertinent information. I don't want to say.
Okay, Mr. No Name, why are you answering her phone?
Like I said, we pulled an all-nighter on a project, and the phone was loud, and she's still asleep, and I didn't want to bother her.
And you spent the night at her house, or she's at your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
I think we should wake Michaela up. I think at this point, Michaela needs to come to the phone. No Name. Don't you agree, Nick?
I agree, man. I agree. I think I got to sort something out right now.
All right. Dude, get Michaela.
Not going to do that.
But this is not your phone. This is her phone. We need to talk to her, or else there's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
We can't say what Nick's going to do at this point. You know what I mean?
Well, hopefully he does not.
I don't know any Nick. I'm not going to wake her up right now.
Well, you know, on the other side of this, maybe this guy thinks this is some weird prank.
Are you romantic with Michaela at all?
Look, I'm not going to confirm or deny that sort of thing, but whoever you are on the other line, I'm going to tell you right now, she's been telling everybody that she doesn't have a boyfriend.
I guess that's the information we need.
All right, well, Nick... Wow. I'm sure that at some point you would like to speak to Michaela about this.
Yeah, I think we definitely have to talk about this.
All right, I'll tell you what. Since he's not going to put Michaela on the phone, let's wait a little bit. Why don't you talk to Michaela and then email producer Nicole so that we can get an update as to the conversation you had with her?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So we can all get closure. All right, dude on the other line is gone already. He hung up.
I can't believe this, Nick. Like, I really thought maybe this was in your head. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
And I have a feeling she's going to give you the whole "we weren't hooking up" thing. Although maybe she just
sleep there.
But maybe she does just want to end it. If she's telling everyone that she doesn't have a boyfriend, then maybe she just wants out, and she just hasn't broken up with you the right way.
And Nick sounds like a controlling guy anyway. So
don't you feel bad for him though?
Not really.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was really shocked that a dude picked up the phone.
Yeah, I mean it sucks, but.
All right, Nick, get back in touch with us, okay?
They're in college.
Yeah, guys, I got some thinking to do.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss95.1.
All right, from War of the Roses, Nick joins the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Nick, last time we spoke to you, we had a really awkward War of the Roses where somebody had answered your girlfriend's phone. Have you spoken to Michaela since then?
Yes, I have, actually. I have. It was definitely one of the hardest conversations I ever had to have.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We split it off. We're no longer together.
Did she admit to cheating?
No. She denied it all the way through.
Really? Even after the guy answered and said, "Hey, she doesn't talk about you," that still didn't.
She kept saying, "No, we were just studying. He should have woke me up. You know, I'm sorry. It's not what you think."
Did you confront her? Because one of the things that stuck out for me was that that dude was saying that she was telling everyone that she doesn't have a boyfriend. Did you ask her about that?
I did. Yeah. Deny. Again. Another denial.
So after 4 years and a man answering her phone at college, you've decided to break up with her. She didn't dump you.
Yeah, no, I had to let her go. No, that's...
Did she try to change her mind at all, Nick?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, she was. She thought, I think in her mind, she thought that I would stick around no matter what she did. You know, she thought that she could do anything, but, that's not going to fly with me. Like, you just, I don't even care if it's true or not at this point. Like, just the dark cloud surrounding everything. Like, I can't be in a relationship like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think, which is also surprising to me because I think we all thought by her telling everyone at college that she didn't have a boyfriend, that she was trying to get out of the relationship with you.
Yeah, I would have. I mean, I thought she might be actually kind of relieved when I told her, like, it's over. But I guess, you know, people say one thing but really mean another.
How long after we hung up with you and the dude did you get in touch with her? Like, did she sleep for the next 2 hours, 3 hours? What was the situation?
Oh, no, I waited. I waited a day. I wanted her to know what happened.
Did she try to call you in that time frame?
She did. She actually did try to call me a couple times, and I didn't pick up.
Interesting. All right, man. Crazy. Totally crazy. I don't know who to believe. I don't know what side I'm on with this War of the Roses. But, Nick, you got your answer, dude. Unfortunately, you're out of a relationship now, but that's what happens.
Honestly, I think you guys probably saved me a bunch of grief later on in my life. So
probably something did that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Nick. Good luck, man. Thanks for getting back to us. Does anybody think that she wasn't cheating?
I don't know. I think it's kind of weird that you would spend the night at somebody's place if you weren't cheating.
Yeah, she was cheating.
But in college, things like that happen.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I can don't know. See that.
Hookups in college.
But that's,
yeah.
And the fact that she said that she didn't have a boyfriend. Sorry, I'm just shooting holes all through your theory.
No. That's the bigger point. You're right. But what I'm saying is that I think there's, you, in college, you can crash out of someone's house if you're too drunk and don't want to walk home, or, you know, or don't want to walk back to your dorm, you can crash out. But it's the fact that she was going around telling people that she doesn't have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But that's according to that guy.
But that's in addition.
She denied that she said that to that other dude who answered the phone.
I don't know. I just think in addition to spending the night there, if that guy had no idea about the other, I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't look good for her.
If you're in a happy relationship, you'd be excited to talk to people about your partner. And, like, oh, Malay, let me tell you about my boyfriend. He doesn't go here, but,
right.
You know.
And let me just say this. If the roles were reversed and this was a guy spending the night at a girl's house, I would definitely think he was cheating. So why would I say the otherwise for a girl? You know what I mean?
Area code 704 texted in, said you guys were so mean to the guy whose girlfriend was cheating on him. But to start off, Nick sounded like a very jealous type person.
Yes, I was very mean to him. He sounded like an awful boyfriend.
And he was like, I'm going to kick somebody's butt if I find out.
Yeah. He was controlling. I feel bad for anyone, including anyone who's listening right now, if you feel like you have to lie to your partner because they're so jealous, that's awful. You're in an awful relationship.
Yeah. All right, weigh in on this war, man. 704-570-9595. You side with Nick? Do you side with Michaela? Like, maybe she got out of it because he was super jealous? We'll take your calls after Khalid.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So weird. And by the way, I feel bad for Nick. When we called Michaela on this War of the Roses, another dude answered. We never got his name, and he ended up just hanging up on us. But turns out Michaela was sleeping, and he didn't want to wake her up because they were supposedly having an all-night, you know, study session. But that guy that answered the phone also wouldn't confirm or deny whether or not he was romantic with Michaela, who was away at college.
And I was surprised the guy stayed on the phone and talked with us as long as he did. I would assume you would just hang up in such a...
He eventually did hang up. You're right, Roy. But I wonder if maybe he was fact-finding, too, where he was like...
It was confusing. Mm-hmm.
Michaela said you don't have a boyfriend. Now, all of a sudden, this guy Nick is on the phone saying that he's her boyfriend.
Let's talk with Danielle and Charlotte. Welcome to the Mandy Roy the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys. So, I was in kind of a similar situation. Not like I wasn't cheating, but I was in a relationship when I was in school, and I had study groups. If we would study together, like, at someone's house, like, and we were all like, okay, we're just going to crash, like, we all crashed there, not just, like, one person stayed. Like, that's what's kind of weird to me. It's
okay.
Just, like, one person, like, you...
You either all crashed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, one person stayed and everyone else left. Ooh. Like, if the one person stayed, you're like, okay, maybe there's, like, something else going on there.
Good point.
Good insight. Thanks, Danielle.
This is Adrian in Charlotte.
Hey, guys, I know that from what we heard, we couldn't really tell if Michaela was being straight up or not, and a lot of us have our opinions that she was probably cheating, but what this highlights for me is that feeling that when you have a jealous partner, and even if you are completely behaving yourself, you have to adjust your behavior and maybe not be completely honest because they're just going to fly off the handle. That example is just a huge red flag for me and my friends that's a really unhealthy relationship.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of rude to the guy in the beginning, because I was already annoyed with this guy from the get-go. And sure, she, you know, we think maybe she cheated and that sucks, but he sounds like an awful boyfriend, which doesn't make it okay, cheating okay.
Enough. It's so important, you know, I volunteer a lot with an organization here in Charlotte called the Jamie Kimball Foundation for Courage. Jamie Kimball.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you said the Jimmy Kimmel Foundation. I was like,
oh,
hey.
Yeah, sweet.
Okay, yeah, tell us about that.
But it's just about, you know, domestic violence and, you know, how things can start off without any physical violence at all, but just a really mental controlling situation. And I used to tell, you know, my girls as they were growing up, jealousy is not really about you. It's about that other person feeling insecure in themselves.
Yeah, that's 100% right.
You. And so when you start to see those red flags, you know, A, that's a person that's sort of suffering. They're super jealous, hyper jealous.
Nick even admitted to that, though, Adrian. Nick admitted to that. Thank you for the call. I just want to get to as many as we can. There's a lot of people on hold, but Nick said it. We said to Nick, are you a jealous guy? He admitted it. Yeah, I am.
All right, let's talk with Kimberly and Hickory. What would you like to say, Kimberly?
So, I know something I haven't heard, and it kind of struck me as odd. What if the guy that answered maybe has a thing for Michaela and knew about Nick and thought that this may be a way to break them up?
Hmm. That's a good third thought.
But why would he answer the phone? Because we're calling from the station, so he's seeing our number. It's not like it's coming up with her boyfriend's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but,
you know what I mean?
But to Kimberly's defense, maybe the guy just did answer the phone and then stayed on with us once we told him that Nick was on the other line.
Right.
He's like, oh, this is my opportunity to screw with you guys. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Kimberly. And we recommend everyone go check out the War of the Roses podcast or our MRL Show daily podcast today. If you just jumped in the car at 8 and you have no idea what we're talking about.
Right.
It was a War of the Roses that really is going to stick out for me as one of the most memorable that we've ever done.
You can get the MRL On Demand podcast anywhere you find podcasts. Also, once you listen to it, tell us what you think about it. Send us a message at the MRL Show.
The MRL Morning Show On Demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.